Today I'd like to share with you something which I actually spoke to the Rav about. I told him a shtickle Torah which I have in my sefer, in my first conscious son, Simon Ches, and I'd like to share the conversation with you. The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches and Mabez, Tan Rabbanan, Minayin Labirkas HaMozim and HaTorah Shnem Rav Yachalta V'Savata V'Rachta. Enli Ela La'achrov, the fun of Minayin. How do you know you'd have to say a bracha before, not only after the Suda, Tamaloma Hashem Nosan Lecha, Mishem Nosan Lecha. Yivditzik Omer Eino Tzorach, Harehu Omer Ubirech, Ubarach Es Lachmecha, Ves Meimecha, Atikra Ubirech, El Ubarech. Ve'emesai Kori Lechem, Kodim Shiochlenu. So it's the Bruch of Hamotzi. Vibnosin Omer Eino Tzorach, Harehu Omer Kavorach Ma'ir, Ken Timtu Oso, Betem Yala, Habom Lechol, Kilo Yochel Ha'am Adbo, Ki Hu Yivorach Hazerach, Achrechen Yochlenu Ha'kruun. And Rashi there says when it's this is referring to Rashi says, "Ki hu yivarach hazevach for achriken yochel akruim lemandecha shetom broch lefnei achila al hazevach v'omer baruch hashem k'shem esav v'tzivanu lechol es hazevach v'hechin tzivanu v'abasu teyachel." So what's difficult first of all in Rashi is strange. The Gemara is looking for a birkas hanenin that we say before the beginning of the suah when we eat the bread. And Rashi is citing a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Maharsho is bothered by this also. So, the whole sugya is needs shot because the Gemara had already on Daf Lamed Hey looked for a source. How do we know Birkas HaNenin? And the Gemara says that it's Misvara Oslo Ladim Shehanim and Olam Hazav Belo Bracha. So, what is the Gemara looking here now for a source for that when you eat a suda that you have to make a bracha before, you have to make hamotzi. What I'd like to suggest is this, that there are two different halachas here. One halacha is, we know from before that there's a halacha that before you eat anything, you have to make a bracha. And that's basically a din in Isurim. Also lehanus me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, and therefore the bracha is a matter, as the Rav would always quote the Yerushalmi, b'choso zuhi pidyona. But here there's another halacha that the Gemara is saying that the bracha, just like that the part of the kiyum of Birkas HaMazon is not only the bracha l'achrecha, but also there's a kiyum to make a bracha, because a bracha hamotzi lechem and aretz on the past that we eat before the suda. And if a person didn't say a hamotzi, what he lost is, first of all, it's usher to eat without a bracha, the halach, and also the kiyum bracha that he lost, but also there's something deficient in the kiyum of the benching. And this is a special halacha in the kiyum suda. The Shita Mekubetzes here in Brochus quotes says v'bnosim v'yitzuk demuchik brochul faner mikroy lav n'meimid the svilu dihavi diyavaisa el midrabonu dekroy levrochul faner asmachta bi'almuhu. So you see, there's a special locha here in the petim to the brocha, but before the suda. So when I mentioned this to the Rav told me that he liked the vort, and he said he brought a raya. He said, you see that the bracha before the hamotzi is different than the regular Birkas HaNenin, because the bracha of hamotzi, as we learned in the sugya on Daf Lamites, is it's not only a matir, but also to kiyim in the bracha, because you see that there's a locha, that the mechayiv is, and the bracha is chal and the ptsias hapas. So you see that there's a special din bracha and a kiyum in the seder of the suda, and the Rashba in this suga actually is that these tanoim who bring makoris, they actually hold that this bracha is diraisa, and we don't hold that way. We only hold that it's an asmachta. But from the fact that they think there's a special bracha, the way the Rashba interprets that it's diraisa, that you see that there's a special kiyum of hamotzi. As I mentioned, the Shita Mekubetzes says that these are all asmachtas, but it's only drabonim. And now, we can notice, coming back to Rashi, that Rashi cites the bracha of Birkas HaMitzvah on Achilas Kochim. So you see that what we're talking about is a separate, it's not just Isurim. but it's a kiyum in the Seder Achila Suda. And the Rav told me at that point, he said, and the reason is because there's a special Suda of Kotchim, and it's and they represent a special kiyum of Suda. And this is the Seder, just like a motzi is said before Achilas, before eating the bread, and before to mikvei the Suda, and Sakim, as I mentioned in the Birkas HaMazon. So also the Birkas HaMitzvah on Kotchim, as Shikim Tzom Tzivanu Lechol HaZevach, is a kiyum in the Suda of Achilas Kotchim.